Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, April 2nd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Polyrizon Ltd. PLRZ secures $17 million in private placement. Polyrizon Ltd. PLRZ has closed a private placement, securing $17 million in gross proceeds. The biotech company will use the funds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. served as the exclusive placement agent for the offering. Polyrizon specializes in intranasal hydrogels, creating a barrier against viruses and allergens in the nasal cavity. The company's capture and contain technology delivers hydrogels in nasal sprays, potentially acting as a biological mask. For more information, visit Polyrizon's website at polyrizon-biotech.com. Center for NeuroSkills, named to Newsweek's America's Greatest Midsize Workplaces 2025. Newsweek has named Center for NeuroSkills, CNS, as one of America's Greatest Midsize Workplaces for 2025. CNS, a leading provider of post-acute brain injury and stroke rehabilitation services, received a 5-star rating in the healthcare category. President and CEO David Harrington expressed gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing the importance of trust, respect, and a shared commitment to growth in the workplace. To determine the award recipients, Newsweek analyzed over 3.5 million online employee reviews and public data for 9,000 companies. CNS, with 7 locations in California and Texas, is set to open a new clinic in Plano in late 2025, offering a full range of rehabilitation services and advanced care technology to aid in patient recovery and independence.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.